With the nation's economy in the tank, is now really the right moment to become an entrepreneur? In Dallas, the answer seems to be yes, at least in one case. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
Open the door to Unleashed Indoor Dog Park, and it feels a little like you've stepped into the lobby of a Hyatt or maybe an upscale health spa. But just beyond the waterfall wall that curtains the front desk is a sight for dogs' eyes. It's the size of a jet airplane hangar, but instead of 737s and an endless expanse of concrete, it's green, green, green.
Ready? Whoa! All right, catch it. That's a good one. Yes! Atta boy, Jack. Come on, buddy. Oh, such a good boy.
Jack is a 5-year-old lab who's living the dream. He's chasing his flexible frisbee and air-conditioned comfort, the natural light spilling across the artificial field of canine grass. Normally, Jack gets out for a daily walk and the occasional romp in the neighborhood park, but running full bore in wide open space is a whole nother country. Jack's designated frisbee thrower and owner is Nancy Perry.
I like that it's clean. I like that it's safe. I like that it's monitored. I think it's a great concept.
It is 33-year-old Kelly Acree's concept. In her previous life, Acree had no connection with the pet industry. She got the idea for an indoor dog park because she regularly took her lab mix to Dallas's very popular municipal outdoor dog park.
People didn't clean up after themselves, and so it smelled bad. There's just no amenities, no restrooms, nothing to drink. Half the time the water spigots weren't even on for the dogs, so you couldn't even water the dogs in the heat of the summer. And so we said, you know, if you took it inside and it was air-conditioned and it was really clean and you had some handlers on staff that helped break up fights and monitor things so that the dogs were really safe and everything was comfortable for the owner as well as the dog, would people be willing to pay for it?
Using mostly their own money, plus some from investors, the Acrees raised $10 million in startup capital. In addition to the 50,000 square feet of indoor play area, their facility has 2.5 acres outdoors and a canine water park under construction, which will come in handy in Dallas. Inside, there's a supply store, grooming, and doggy daycare. For owners, there's Wi-Fi, and soon a cafe and restaurant upstairs with seating overlooking the park. Kelly Acree says the plan is to use all the revenue sources and rent parts of the facility for adoption events and parties.
We've got enough capital to keep it going. It's part of our startup costs, and right now we're covering our costs.
There's a bit of labor. In addition to the groomer, sales clerks, and front desk, 4 dog handlers patrol the expanse of green, including dog whisperer Russ Ottmer.
You gonna talk to me?
No pit bulls are allowed. Ottmer says that if you know dog body language, which he says he does, you can nip dog fights in the bud.
Since we have people out here to assist, we'll be able to stop a lot of the things before they even happen.
Rub my belly. Hi, Miles. Rub my belly.
An all-day pass is $7.50 for one dog, $10 for two. In Texas, the economy is doing well compared to the East and West Coast, so the Acrees are hoping there's still a robust customer base for this kind of thing. Dog owners can give the park their credit card number, and their pet gets a little toll tag for his or her collar that will bill automatically. No need to stop at the front desk. 1-year-old Rosie, an Irish setter mix, is making her first visit, and after playing for an hour, she hits the spa to have her nails clipped. Then a little filing, a nice hair trim, finally a bath. Unleashed Dog Park launched last week, and more than 300 dogs brought their owners to opening day. The Dallas operation is a prototype. If successful, number 2 will be in Plano, just north of Dallas, then perhaps Phoenix and Minneapolis. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
Hey, boy, jump in the car. We're gonna go where all the doggies are. Who knows, you might be a star at dog park. This is the place to be, a place that lets you let your dog run free. Show off your pedigree at dog park.